A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 to 28. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, just as no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. One of my strongest memories of childhood is about seeing my mother pray. I would peep around the corner of my parents' bedroom just to see her on her knees, speaking to someone I could not see, yet wondered who it was and whose presence I could feel. I never heard what was being said, yet somehow I knew she was absorbed. And another experience which remains with me to this day also involves my mother. When she was tired and getting impatient, like most of us, with us children, she would go outside into the garden and begin to dig around the flowers. Sometimes, if and when I could get close enough, I would hear her saying, "Oh God, thank you for these children, and please give me patience with them." It was like a mantra, really. "God, thank you for these children. Please give me patience with them." Now, I could tell that this friend, whoever she was addressing, had to be a tower of strength, because very soon she would come back into the kitchen and finish off what she had been doing. It is perhaps only in my adult life I realize my mother, like Jesus, was revealing to me something of the mystery of God revealed to mere children. That mystery Jesus speaks of in today's word. No one knows the Son except the Father, just as no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. The other revelation of today's gospel is the deep insight it offers us into the way Jesus prayed. Notice he begins by thanking God. "Father, I bless you, I thank you, because you have hidden these things from the learned and clever, and revealed them to mere children." Thanksgiving was integral to the life of Jesus. How often in the gospel are we reminded of this attitude of gratitude that Jesus lived? Example? Many. One in particular, when he raised Lazarus from the dead, he prayed, "Father, I thank you for hearing my prayer. I knew indeed that you always hear me." And then, another time, when he was feeding the crowd of people with the loaves and fish, "How many loaves have you?" he said. "Seven," they replied, "and a small fish." Jesus took the loaves and fish and gave thanks, broke them, handed them to the disciples, who fed the crowd of at least 4,000. Now this feeding, as we know, was a prefiguring of how he feeds us. Every time we participate at Eucharist, we hear the prayer Jesus prayed at the Last Supper, when he took bread, gave a prayer of thanks, broke it, and gave his body to his disciples. Jesus, the bread of life, was thankful for his daily bread, just as he who is our wisdom gives thanks for the wisdom of little ones. Thank you, Father, for hiding these things from the learned and revealing them to the little ones. As I mentioned earlier, thanksgiving was a way of life for Jesus. Now, his prayer life would have come from his parents, Mary and Joseph, possibly too from praying the Psalms, which in some instances are full of gratitude. In Psalm 100 we pray, "Enter the gates with thanksgiving, give thanks and praise God's name." And again, "I will give thanks with all my heart, I will tell of your wonderful deeds." So, what about us? Do we have an attitude of gratitude? It is so easy to get caught up and numbed almost by the busyness, the clutter, and the exhaustion of life. In a world that sees having more of everything as a value, perhaps we can pause and ponder and come to realize that having less can be more enjoyable, a reason for being truly grateful. Yes, we can enjoy the little things, the little ones, the little events, and like Jesus, give thanks to God for them. When we do this, God will awaken us to a new sense of gratitude. We may even hear the birds singing in our hearts and see the beauty all around us, the beauty of God's creation. And we too will bless God, thank God, in the simplicity of our hearts as new things are revealed to us by God. And finally, this gospel today reminds me of the little ones in my own extended family. I think it was just 2 years ago when we celebrated our parents' 100 years. We had a family reunion. Before each meal, we sang a grace composed by our beloved sister Cecily, which went like this. Give thanks to God and to all who share and prepare food for the journey. Give thanks to God, to earth, and to all who share and prepare food for the journey. Apologies to dear Cecily. Whenever we sit as a family for a meal, this song is sung by the children as a reminder of giving thanks, and I am sure the face of God, the mystery of God, is revealed to us in richer and deeper ways than we can ever imagine. So let us pray that this day and all days, our loving God will continue to reveal Jesus to us, and Jesus will reveal God to us. Amen.